Welcome to the Wendell Forum, a weekly program where we focus on the green economy, what's happening and what's interesting. We'll look at the legal side of clean tech, renewable energy, natural foods, social investment, and green building. I'm Dick Lyons, host of the forum and member of the Green Business Practice Group at Wendell Rosen Black & Dean LLP, the leading law firm for green business. Last week, I talked about attending the annual Natural Foods and Products Exposition in Anaheim. There were almost 2,000 exhibitors there and 58,000 attendees. Many of the foods were labeled natural or organic. But what do natural and organic really mean? This is a subject of debate and disagreement. Let's start with the term organic. Products labeled organic are regulated by the U.S. Department of Agriculture under the Organic Foods Production Act of 1990. This program is known as the National Organic Program, or NOP. The NOP regulations require that food products labeled as organic originate from farms or processing operations that have been certified by an accredited state or private entity. The USDA does the accreditation. However, having organic on the label can mean some very different things. If the label says 100% organic, the meaning is clear. The product must contain only organically produced ingredients. If the label says organic, that means that the product contains at least 95% organically produced ingredients. Products that are 100% organic or organic may display the USDA organic seal. If the label says made with organic ingredients, the product must contain at least 70% organic ingredients. Also, it can list up to three of the ingredients or food groups on the principal display panel. If the product contains less than 70% organic ingredients, the label cannot use the term organic. However, it can still list any specific ingredients that are organically produced in the ingredient statement. Natural on the label can mean many more things. The USDA permits meat and poultry products to be labeled natural, so long as they don't include artificial colors or ingredients, and are not more than minimally processed. However, there are disputes over whether some types of colors or ingredients are artificial or not, and more disputes over what minimally processed means. Also, the regulation does not apply to food products other than meat and poultry or to health and beauty products. My points are: first, read the label. The information is significant. Second, if a food or product is labeled natural, ask what natural means. This is Dick Lyons, signing off for the Wendell Forum. Thanks for listening. See you next week.